G'day, Paige Estrotori here with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, where we bring you the latest on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. We invite you to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for a deep dive into all things financial. On this sunny August 2nd, we turn first towards some causes for concern. Apparently, the build optimism over financial advisor numbers in Australia reaching 15,500 by the end of 2025 might fall short. The Financial Advisor Register reports a total of just over 15,300 advisors, which is down a whopping 109 since January. This isn't great news as well for smaller firms that are hunting for talent in a shrinking pool. There's also the tricky question of how this dip in numbers might limit client access to valuable financial guidance needed. Notwithstanding this, there's a shimmer of hope as fresh entrants pop up, potentially driving innovation in the sector. We move on to superannuation tax news. Wilson Asset Management has proposed a fresh alternative, labeled the Progressive Super Surcharge and Tax Offset. It's an answer to Labor's Division 296 superannuation tax changes. The plan aims its arrows at super balances exceeding $3 million, potentially raising $2.43 billion in revenue. It's a tiered approach, suggesting a tax of 15% for balances between $3 million and $6 million, scaling to 25% for those over $20 million. The notable point here is the first $3 million remains untouched, keeping things pretty fair. Coming up next, life can get complex at times, and for older Australians, complexities in the reverse mortgage market are a real concern. Reports from National Brokerage Seniors First indicate a surge in inquiries from those over 60 seeking to unlock their home equity. The hitch? Over 150 distinct criteria across offerings from the top four lenders, making product comparisons a challenge. To combat this, specialist brokers are being advocated for to help retirees navigate these intricacies with customized support. Last but not least, we have industry news from the Council of Australian Life Insurers. They've rallied former Deputy Chair of ASIC and ACCC, Peter Kell, to lead a comprehensive review of the Life Insurance Code of Practice beginning October 1st this year. The process, set to conclude by June 30th next year, aims to examine key issues like the handling of mental health claims, claims process appropriateness, and code enforceability. A revised code aiming to ensure robustness and relevance is scheduled for enforcement by October 1st, 2027. That's all from me today. Join us again for a fruitful discussion on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management news. This has been Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Sign off.